Alrighty, check, 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 check. Hot mic. We got a hot mic. Alrighty, welcome to the Christopher O Podcast. I am Chris, a non-licensed fitness psychologist, storyteller, and guy who turned his hobby into a career. But I'm not here to talk about that. Maybe sometimes. This podcast is about telling stories, helping people, and laughter. I'm not trying to influence anybody to be anything, but if you want stories, comedy, and unlicensed mental health recommendations, stick around, because the pain is here. This is where some intro would be. And that's what today's podcast is going to be all about. It's going to be about the setup. If I got to do this, I'm going to take y'all along with me for the entire ride. So today we'll be making observations as to things that would make this better, if this were a legitimate podcast, which it very well may be. And the first and foremost thing that I'm assessing is that we're going to need some sort of intro thing. Explosions, stuff like this. Right after that killer intro, which I will also be uploading to our website during this podcast today. So, oh, there it is. We're off and running. We are tracking things. And this little intro thing, it took quite some time to figure out. You know, you think you have an idea as to what you're going to say, and then you start to try to put it together, and it just falls apart. So, anyway, a couple days later, boom, here we are. We got something that's decent. So, with that being said, let's open up all the appropriate things we need to open up. I'm going to minimize this and see if this is still recording, hopefully. Let's do our test run and make sure we're not wasting time. Well, it looks like we're getting it. Boop. Take this guy over here. There you go. I don't know what all that was. And then let's see if we can get into... Where's this guy? Alright, well, we're looking good so far. So, let's head on over to the website. And here we go. Alright, well, this is going to record. Maybe I will just focus on the giant page. These are things you don't need to know. I'm just talking. Don't mind me. We're just figuring out how to fill time here, you know? Yeah, definitely going to want to blow up the screen. There you go. Alright, well, here we are. Sure. I guess the first thing we have to do is scroll on down to this little sucker here and then see what we got. Alrighty. I will tell you this, the setup that I currently have right now, we're doing bare bones today, and the microphone is directly in front of my keypad, so that is not too helpful. I will spare you the agony of watching me go through this with a video, and this podcast will be an audio podcast. In the future, I'm not opposed to doing video podcasting, just right now, you know. You're putting effort in the beginning. You know, I want to focus on the content and what we're talking about. And then we'll worry about all the embellishments, videos, and this and that, and lighting, and smoke shows, and perhaps guests. I do have a guest coming up here very soon. It's one of the coaches from a nonprofit organization that I'm a part of. He is the vice president of that nonprofit. His name is Nalu, and he is interested in pursuing a life in personal training, which I have been doing for the past umpteen years. So, seeing as how this is a podcast about helping folks, I figured I'd give it a shot there, and we'll see if we can get Nalu some good information, what exactly he would do if he were trying to pursue a career in personal training. Kid is a beast, though. I will give you that. Very, very athletic. Huge, huge guy. Very muscular. All right, let's see. Let's do a snooze on you. Yeah, there you go, because you're just going to keep on going there. This is a computer issue right now. Again, we're just piecing it all together, so things are happening. But it's giving us stuff to do. That's exciting. Anyway, back to Nalu. Extremely talented athlete, great coach. And he's doing really good as a first-time VP of a nonprofit organization, so we're up and running. Nonprofit is called WAC. Yep, W-A-C. And that is the Windward Athletics Club. So, we have more on that coming up in the future, too, and potentially have some of the other coaches as guests on the podcast as well. So, my position in the nonprofit is I run the sports conditioning side of it. So, that is That's my branch. That's what I do. I train folks because that's what I do. I train people. I personally have been doing this for quite some time. I was in the military. Towards the back end of it, I decided I did not want to go into any more service businesses. That was not it. Definitely wasn't trying to get into law enforcement. Nothing wrong with that. I know a lot of awesome police officers. Just not the lifestyle for me. If you are a police officer, you know what I'm saying right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, also been like, oh, that's terrible. It's like, all right, well, you should do a service job, and then you let me know what you're thinking. And then there's some guys that are just way into it, man. And hey, kudos to you, man. That is very, very commendable. That is a rough lifestyle, man. And, you know, I did the military service for the 4 years. Had a lot of great experiences. Had some terrible experiences. Experiences nonetheless. And on the other side of it, decided not the life for me. And I made a transition into a personal passion of mine, right? Personal training, right? So I got really into fitness, started seeing some great results, and it kind of just gravitated towards that career for me personally. A lot of people would ask me questions or want to work out together and see if I could get them to where they wanted to go. And I could. I did a good job. It was just a natural thing for me, and decided that that's something that I'd want to pursue as a career because it's very rewarding. Beyond just the money in it and stuff, it's a very rewarding feeling to, you know, get somebody to a place where they have a better quality life. Like, I enjoy that personally, you know. Some people get it, some people don't. All good. It's just what I like, and it's what I chose to do, so here we are. And now I'm older. And everybody's doing podcasts, whether you're a, you know, fitness trainer, comedian, whatever you're doing out there and stuff, you probably have a podcast. It's a great way to market, so I'm not opposed to that. Like I said, in the future, we'll see if the podcast grows into something that's maybe a video format. As for right now, though, we'll keep it audio. But to be honest, I want to talk a lot of smack, and I don't really want you all to see my face right now. I ain't hiding. You can find me. But, yeah, you know. Anywho, all right, back to this whole diddle-daddle on the computer here. The exception of the fact the microphone is directly in my way. Let's see if we can slide this guy back a little bit here. Anything's possible, huh? There it is, and we have done it, so we're off and running. All right, let's do... There, we're going to edit your text. We're going to see how this goes. And I'm going to copy you. And then we are going to go. So, here we go. Welcome to the Chris Afero podcast. Keeping in mind I'm extended here, right, folks? There's a microphone in front of me, and I'm way lean forward, but we'll give it a shot. Chris, sorry, you're going to bear with me here. Podcast. I'll give you updates, though, as I go through this whole gig. Right now, it's going pretty good, right? Got the first sentence down. That's a win. It's going pretty smooth right now. Honestly, I'd say we're fairly successful as far as what's going on here. Let's make sure each sentence works. We'll do it together. Welcome to the Chris Afero podcast. All right, we are in there. All right, Yep, that's not it. All right, well, we've made our first mistake, but it is what it is. You live and you learn. Yep, there we go. I am Chris. It says Christmas is an option. And although I do bring a lot of joy, I am not Christmas. A non-licensed. Fitness. Some of the things we'll be working on here in the future is going to be that background noise you can probably hear in the other room. A whole bunch of people talking, and it's all good, to be honest with you. I kind of like the background ambiance, you know? Well, it sets the scene. This is what's going on right now, you know? This is real deal. It's not a studio. We don't have, like, soundproof booths and whatnot and all this. Again, totally down for that. It's just not where it's at right now, and that is all right with me. But what you will get is a very realistic idea as to what is going on in my day. And what's going on in my day is there's people in the other room, and they talk all the time. It's all good, you know? And a guy who turned his hobby into a career. There it is. And a guy who turned. Where are we? Man, I wonder what they're saying out there, though. I gotta be honest, a lot of my day, it starts to take over, and I'm like, huh, what is going on in that other room? I really need a soundproof booth, because we gotta make this thing blow up, because I'm gonna need to spend at least $20,000 on it, some sort of booth, even if it's just, you know, I don't know, sound curtains or something. It's getting ridiculous, you know? It's just loud. Sitting there trying to focus on putting descriptions on my web pages and training people and all this nonsense, and, you know, it's a no-go. It's a hard no-go. And the reason it's a no-go is because I'm constantly curious as to what in the hell is going on in that other room there. Yeah. Could be me. Maybe it's a focal thing. It's a good chance. Oop, look at you. You're not even in the right spot. You're not even... not licensed. There you go. All right. Boop. That's not it. Is there another freaking line? How many fucking lines did I get? Did I get a lot of lines? There's a lot of lines. We're doing typo things right now, in case you're curious as to what the hell I'm talking about, and that's what's going on. It's like little typing things. So, all right, well, yet again, another sentence has been accomplished, so let's review that. Welcome to the Chris Avero Podcast. I am Chris, a non-licensed fitness psychologist, storyteller, and a guy who turned his hobby into a career. Yep, that is exactly what happened. You are on track, but... I'm not here to talk about that, but I am not here to talk about that. Boop. I'm going to do a dot, dot, dot. Bing, bing, bing. There it is. Triple dots. Capitalized. The I. Little space, and we're off and running, but... I am not here to talk about that. Maybe sometimes. All right, well, there's a little plot twist. I am going to talk about it. Maybe sometimes. Well, I guess you are getting some sort of an idea as to what kind of podcast this is going to be right now. I like to trail off and go on tangents, right? We are in the midst of a tangent right now. I'm just doing stuff. You know? You have no idea what's going on. You're like, who the fuck is this kid? Why is he talking like this? What is going on? You're going to learn. You're going to learn. I promise you that. One thing I can tell you about myself is whether it's training or doing a podcast or just enjoying my regular family life, I do like to have fun. I am the fun person. If I'm not having fun, I'm probably not going to stay there too long. I do enjoy having a good time. All right, let's read that first paragraph. Right? It's a very short paragraph. I know you've read it 3 times with me. Just bear with. Just want to make sure this thing is locked on and proper for y'all, so you have a full understanding as to what I am all about. Here we go, from the top. Let's do a little pizzazz on this one, right? We'll play around. Welcome to the Chris Avero Podcast. I am Chris, a non-licensed fitness psychologist, storyteller, and guy who turned his hobby into a career. But I am not here to talk about that. Maybe sometimes. I don't know. I do voices when I train people. This is actually a technique that works very well. This is one of the tips I will give Nalu is entertain people. If you entertain them while they're working out, they're more likely to just, you know, it's cut and dry. They're going to shut up. They're going to shut up and just work out, right? And you distract the hell out of them with words, and they just do stuff, you know? That's a pretty easy way to make people comply. Distract them, make them focus on nothing but the movement as a way to escape your nonsense. Oh, no, we did it. Capital P Podcast. This podcast is... Yep, there it is. Well, I don't know how you get that. Is about telling stories. That's what it's about. What kind of stories, you ask? All kind of stories. Telling stories. A bunch of stories in there. Boop. We're going to be telling stories. A couple stories will be told. I can't think of any off the top of my head right now. I probably could, but we got to get this paragraph done, and we'll backtrack. Maybe when we do the review of the sentence, you know, we'll do a story. I don't know. We'll see if there's enough time. This podcast is about telling stories. That's one of the things it's about. What else is it about? Helping people. Well, we're going to help people. What are we going to do to help people? Helping people. And laughter. All right. Well, this podcast is about telling stories, helping people, and laughter. It really is. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to have a good time, you know? I kind of mentioned that before. Just kind of want to chill. Talk about things. Give people stuff. Help people out. Maybe some words of advice and encouragement. Fuck, maybe y'all can help me sometimes. I don't know. You know? I'll do like a little role play reversal thing. And so I'm always helping people. I'm like, hey, do some squats. You know, a couple more push-ups. Do a burpee. Everyone's like, I don't want to do the burpee. I'm like, all right, we'll do something else. But, you know, they never turn around. They're like, hey, Chris, why don't you do the burpee? You know? Nobody ever does it. I guess that makes sense. I'm lying. They do that all the time. I'm like, why don't you do the burpee? I'm like, because I'm not paying you to do burpees. You know, you want to pursue fitness. This is what it is. You know, nobody likes doing this stuff. It's very hard. It's very hard to stay dedicated and committed all the time. I totally get it. I do it for 2 hours every single day, and I've been doing that for a very, very, very long time. I don't know, 15, 20 years at this point. It's been a stint. It has been a path. But I am lucky. I do love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. So let's see what we got. This podcast is about telling stories, helping people, and laughter. All right, next sentence. I'm not trying to influence anybody to be anything. I really am not. Oh, man, am I not. Actually, it's one of my bugaboos. I hate when people do that. I really, really don't like it. You know? Unless, you know, that's what you're looking for. Guidance is a different thing, you know? But influence of things. I feel inspiration should come from people's actions, you know? If you're just a genuinely incredible person and you're doing great things, that should inspire other people to do things. I don't know if it's necessarily influence. What's the difference? Maybe you're focused on your actions and you're doing things. That inspires people to do things. That's a good thing. When you're dictating what people should do and trying to mediate, you know, hey, why don't you do this? You know, because what you're doing sucks. It's kind of rude. You know, they didn't ask you. It's just fucking rude. Somebody's like, hey, man, what do you think about this? All right, well, you shoot them straight. It's all good. But yeah, I mean, if they have not asked the question, maybe you don't impart your knowledge there. You know, you just wait it out. Just watch. You're having a good time. You're judging them. You're enjoying the heck out of it. You're like, that's wrong. He's going to fall. And psh, there he goes and he falls. And you're like, yes, I knew it. I don't know why that's what you're doing. You know, maybe you should get a hobby. You can turn that into a career. I'm not really sure. But anyway, all right, let's get back to you. You guys are distracting the hell out of me with all this commentary. Got to be honest with you. Initially, I was a little concerned about the amount of time I'd have to talk for. And then I started to realize that I just ramble on for hours, so maybe not a problem. I'm conditioned for this. I really am. I talk a lot during the course of a day. So what I will tell you is I am not trying to influence anybody to be anything. I am not trying to influence anyone. Is it anyone or anybody? We're doing anyone. Anyone. Whoop. To be anything. Goddamn right, we're not. Is that all we're doing now? Alright. Well, we spelled this wrong, so that's not good. Look at that. Spell correction. Thank you, sir. Alright, we're just going to review again. Bear with me again. I am so sorry. But here we go. So, let's even do it from the top. You want to do it from the top. I know you do. Welcome to the Chris Zaffiro Podcast. I am Chris, a non-licensed fitness psychologist, storyteller, and guy who turned his hobby into a career. But I am not here to talk about that. Maybe sometimes. This podcast is about telling stories, helping people, and laughter. I'm not trying to influence anybody to be anything. I like it so far. It's flowing very well. It's going to be my ASMR. We're going to type now. Everybody's dead. Yeah, I couldn't do that. That would make me pass out eventually. A little too animated. That would really ruin the flow, right? We're in one of those things. I'm like listening to all that stuff, and all of a sudden I'm telling jokes in an animated manner. It's not going to work out. It's not relaxing. I think my voice is relaxing, though. I'm kind of calm right now. This is not bad. All right, well, here we go. All right, we're on the not trying to influence people thing, right? Not influence anybody to be anything, but if you want stories, let's focus there. But if you want stories, stories, comedy, comedy. All right. And unlicensed mental health. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely want that. Yeah. And unlicensed. Another fun fact about Chris. He is terrible at spelling. I did not do very well in school. Not because I was unintelligent, just because I did not enjoy it. I was very bored and a little bit self-conscious, you know? I'm Italian, so I constantly felt like I had nose hair sticking out. That's rough to negotiate during the course of a day, you know? As a young boy and stuff, you start to have all these feelings, you know? Chemicals start presenting themselves. Your body's changing. You're going through a period. You don't really know what's going on. And then all of a sudden, your nose hair explodes out of your face. And, you know, you're walking by the hallway with all these girls that are on a cheerleading squad, and you're concerned that the giant powder puff of hair coming out of your nose is distracting for them. They're not gonna see inside, you know? They're not gonna look past the nose hair. It's all surface with these girls, you know? At least back in the day it was. I don't know how it is now. Everybody seems like they're in tap with their emotions. That's gotta kinda suck too. I kinda wish it was just how it was before, and everybody was not in touch with their emotions. There's a lot of crying going on right now. I don't know what that's all about. I don't really have patience for it, but it is what it is. In unlicensed mental health. Wait, I forgot the mental health. Mental health recommendations. Yeah, that's not definitely not a spot. Recommendations. Oh, there's a C. We put a C in there. Recommendations. Oh, there it is. I think we got it. Thank God for spell check, man. Honestly, I get dizzy a little bit. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of dizziness going on. This podcast is about telling stories, helping people, and laughter. I'm not trying to influence anybody to be anything, but if you want stories, comedy, and unlicensed mental health recommendations, stick around. Oh, yeah. We're going to do stuff. I don't know what it is we're going to do, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it together, and it's going to be a good time. We're all going to have a good time. It's going to be a good time. Yeah, I'm not going to do those voices right now. All right. And we are doing it. But if you want stories, comedy, and unlicensed mental health recommendations, stick around. The pain is here. All right, stick around. Round. All right, let's put a little dot on that, biatch. I guess we're going with the pain is here right now. Are we doing the pain is here? I don't know. All right, let's take it from the top. We'll do it one last time and stuff. I think we're pretty good. It looks like it's legit. We'll find out momentarily. So, welcome to the Chris Afiro podcast. I am Chris, a non-licensed fitness psychologist, storyteller, and a guy who turned his hobby into a career. But I am not here to talk about that. Maybe sometimes. This podcast is about telling stories, helping people, and laughter. I'm not trying to influence anybody to be anything. But if you want stories, comedy, and unlicensed mental health recommendations, stick around. The pain is here. I guess we'll go with that right now. We don't have anything else. I'm going to put it down a couple ones. I'm going to really make this one stick out. The pain. Oop. There it is. The pain is here. Boop. And we'll put a little exclamation mark on that guy because I'm emphasizing it. It is here. And it's serious, you know? I feel like you guys aren't really taking it that serious right now. I will note, if you do end up making your way on over to this website and you're reviewing anything I wrote, there's a high likelihood that there's a whole bunch of punctuation that is just way off, spelling way off. Even with the spell check, that's how bad of a speller I am, you know? Sometimes I'll write a word and the spell check is just like, I don't even know, is that English? It's not. You got to set, you know, the language. And most of what I write is, it's usually set in English, it's not in English, so, you know, the computer has no idea. Even AI is a little bit confused, you know? Even AI is a little bit confused. Does anybody else find that weird, right? AI is that on point. Like right now, I mean, it's killing it. It's pretty insane what AI can do. You can make these videos and you got people in the videos doing things they aren't doing in real life. And it's pretty intense. It looks exactly like it. The only thing that AI cannot handle is hands. Why does the thumb keep switching sides? You know, it's just a flip of the hand. You figure that's pretty simple. I don't know. What is that? If you do know, you know, feel free to leave a comment about it. Shoot me an email. I don't know. Call me on the phone. Just let me know. I'm just so curious at this point. Like, why the hands? Why is hands a mystery to AI? Everything else is crazy. You know, it's got control of everything. It can literally see the future, I'm sure, at this point. It can do my job in 10 minutes. That's a pretty crazy fun fact, right? As a personal trainer and stuff, that's terrifying. I'm going to have to tell Nalo about this. Yeah, but as a personal trainer, you can literally go into like ChatGPT or whatever these things are and stuff like that. And, you know, loosely detailed. You don't have to be like crazy detailed too. Just give them a general rundown, what I'm trying to do, you know, all these things and stuff like that. If you know your numbers, you know, body weight, stuff like this, body fat percentage, all these things and stuff. You just tell it, right? And then literally within a couple minutes, it can generate an entire like year's worth of programming for it. I mean, workout programs, it'll give you advice on what's going to be more beneficial, not beneficial to you. It can give you a full meal plan. I mean, detailed. It's kind of crazy. That takes me at least an hour, you know. That is definitely an upgrade. I got to be real. With the exception of the banter that you're experiencing right now, I'd say AI has pretty much got a leg up. And everybody's always like, oh, you got to check it anyway and stuff. But yeah, wouldn't you, you know? I mean, you test drive a car before you buy it, no? It's, of course, you're going to look it over. It's a good idea. I would offer you probably anything that you buy. You should give it a once over and stuff. Inspect the goods, you know? All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got this going on. We're going to get out of this area. Let's click there. So, all right. Let's see. Should we try to make that a little bit bigger? Let's. Son of a beast thing. All right. I'll do a little bit bigger text. All right, let's go. Here's the dangerous part. Okay. Ooh, that might actually work out pretty good. I do like that. All right, let's see. We're going to do a quick preview here. All right, I do like all that. That's not bad at all. It's pretty cool. All right, we're going to adjust it a little bit. We're going to see if this messes it all up. Just want to move it up one. Just one. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop. Okay, let's see how that worked. Good chance that has ruined everything. Yep, that's a good chance it's going to ruin it. Let's see. Alright, that might have worked. Alright, let's preview right now. The problem I'm finding with a lot of the editing programs is that when you do these things... Welcome to the Christopher Podcast. Do you think we should do like a voiceover? Should I just, you know, should I just pre-record some stuff so you don't have to read anything? You just come on and it's like, welcome to the Christopher Podcast. I am Chris. Those are explosions. Whenever you're hearing me do that, those explosions. I don't have the pop stopper thing going on here and stuff today. So if I'm doing, it's gonna get a little abrupt. So I just figured, you know, I'm doing noises like this would be better today, but anywho, all right, let's check out the mobile site. What does it look like if it's mobile? All right, well, it doesn't look like it's appeared to damage or destroy anything. All right, I like it. Publishing it, ladies and gentlemen. We are publishing it. If you're curious as to the website itself, we are thechrisaferopodcast.com. Pretty simple. Thechrisaferopodcast.com. Simple as pie. And definitely on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. in the next few weeks. Hopefully we'll be on X. Might do Truth Social there. Rumble for certain. And we're also on YouTube. There you go. So we're expanding. We're doing our thing. You have to keep in mind this is a new venture, and I've got a full life outside of this. So I'm trying to fit it in, you know? I'll find a spot. I'll get my footing. But as of right now, that's what's going on, you know? I'm trying to position everything, make it all feng shui, make this work. I'm trying to jive with y'all. I think we got it. All right. Well, we're in a very exciting part of this. We're actually going to go onto the phone and see if what we did here on the computer works. So let's do it. You can do this with me if you'd like. All right, we'll close all these times. Oop, that's dangerous to have open. No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing going on. Anyway, all right, let's do this together. So the Chris Zafiro. Zafiro podcast.com. Oh, there you go. Do 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 do. Yeah, that looks good. All right. Well, it seems to have worked. I guess since we're here now, if you did follow along, one, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for playing ball. That's really nice of you. And if that is the case, I'm gonna review this right now and stuff. As you make your way to the website, you come upon the about page, right? That's the opening scene. It's got a little picture of myself when I was in the military. And this is a very important moment to me, right? An impactful moment in my life. This is pretty much the beginning of me starting my fitness career and training. I was in the last portion of my deployment to Iraq. Me and the fellow sitting behind me were in the same squad. And yeah, man, we were doing our thing. We were letting out a little stress there. Sitting in a post in the midst of Iraq that became our gym. And we didn't have a lot, but what we had, we made work, you know? That's how we did it. We stuck together. It was a good group of guys. I really enjoyed it. And then the picture underneath this military picture, very important moment in my life again, is a collage of me's. Yep, that's what's going on. It's kind of an homage to the whole process, you know? So we're coming from this place of devastation. I'm sitting and probably drunk. I could have been drunk there. I don't know. Laying underneath the box, you know? I often found myself in these positions. Although I will say, at least I put covers over my head in case it rained, right? That's good. And then the pictures behind me are other points of my life. And then the backdrop here is a very special place to me. It's a place my wife grew up, and it's become extremely, extremely important to me. Mostly because it's important to her, right? I'm sensitive like that. I love my wife, yeah. And that's true. All of that is true. As you scroll on down, there's a whole bunch of things. So I've got a little quote there, you know, strive for progress, not perfection. Stay swole. I mean, pretty general stuff, you know? I mean, you should strive for progress. It's, perfection is a fool's pursuit. Unless you are perfect and then good on you. I don't know. And then we've got some subscription now, things like that and stuff like that. But on the bottom there, you have links to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And then if we scroll back up to the top of the page, we can go to the menu button. If you go to the menu, you have all of the podcast underneath the podcast section of it. So you go to that page, and it'll have a list of all the podcasts, things we're doing right now. Very cool picture that I made. There it is. I mean, I like it. I don't know. And then it's got some social media links again as well in the menu bar. And then a support us page, right? The support us page, again, is, as of right now, more donation-based and stuff. In the future, we'll have some merch coming up here. Got a couple of t-shirt designs and stuff that I've been working on. Nothing crazy, but, you know, again, just the effort to support what's going on here. So if you're liking what you're hearing and you decide that that's something you want to do, we greatly appreciate it. And if not, I understand, and keep it moving. Feel free to stick around and just keep listening, you know? No need for donations and purchases of merch, as it were. But you could if you'd like. And that is pretty much it. I was just trying to keep the website very, very simple. Again, the website is thechrisafiropodcast.com. Uh-oh. Let's see what's going on here. So how satisfied you are with your video recording? All right, and I think we've actually kept this going the entire time. Oh, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. Yeah, this actually recorded the entire time. Unbeknownst to y'all, the computer timed out. The screen went black. I got nervous. It was a moment. The moment has subsided and passed. And now we're back. And everything's looking good. Well, I gotta be honest, as far as a first podcast goes, this is pretty good. I'm enjoying the heck out of it personally. I don't know how much information you got out of it or what value it held to you in your life, but if it made you smile at all, or you just enjoyed listening to somebody ramble on about the doings of his day, then good on you, and you've accomplished your goal. I think we should close out the website. Let's do that right now. Yep. Now we get back into the recorder. And we are here. There it is. Well, what else is going on? So, in the future, we can anticipate in the next coming weeks, we have an interview with Nalo. Again, he's the vice president of a nonprofit organization that I'm a part of. I hold a spot on the board of directors, as does he. He is a coach, and our children play sports together. And he's a good guy, man. Very, very good guy. Amazing athlete, amazing coach. And he is interested in pursuing a life in personal training as a career. Me having been doing that for the past too long, I have a lot of information and would like to help him, you know, try to venture down that path. So that'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks here, the interview with Nalu. We also have information about WAC. That is the Windward Athletics Club. That is based in Hawaii. We're over in Waimanalo right now, primarily. And if you have children that are interested in playing football and baseball right now, feel free to come check us out. And again, I'll have links and information about all that if that's something that you're interested in. But we got a great group of parents, great group of kids. Very first year in football, we won the championship in the league we were in, and that worked out very well, the XL League. And yeah, that was pretty exciting stuff, man. It really set the tone, and we're looking forward to doing that again. But, you know, again, these kids are still learning, still getting it all together. We've got a 4U, a 6U, an 8U, and a 10U team, and we're looking to grow as these children grow with other teams, expanding into, you know, the older age groups and different divisions. Again, we also have a baseball team, the Royals. Kolohe Squad is the football team. And that's that. That's what we've been doing. Yeah, maybe the Pop Stopper. I'm watching the voice thing go right now. And I like these, like all this. I can like see it. It's that's a big old line. I'm no audio engineer, but pretty sure the big old lines are not good. So maybe the Pop Stopper. I got the Pop Stopper, honestly. I just didn't set it up. Just been a little lazy today. Just want to see where we're going with this and just kind of get my footing underneath me. Although I got to be honest, 40 minutes of rambling is not bad for a first day. There's no script here. We're just going off the cuff, and it's going pretty good, you know. And with all that being said, I feel like you have a good idea as to what's going on here. I think you've met me, and you understand what I'm doing here a little bit. If you have any questions or like to reach out, if you'd like to potentially be interviewed, or if you need help with something and you're looking for somebody to get the ball rolling for you, this is the podcast to reach out to. So, again, as we move forward and stuff, we'll be expanding, having a lot more links and ways to get in contact with us. But for day one, episode one, I think we did a great job. It is 11:28 in Oahu, Hawaii, and I am going to bid you adieu. This is the Chris Afiro Podcast. I am Chris. I appreciate you hanging on out. I look forward to talking in the future. And everybody, have a great day.